خمینی امام، خمینی امام، ای مجاهد، ای مظهر شرف، ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف. چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق
افتخار توست. To speak today, I hope I do justice to Imam Khomeini. Bismillah. Once upon a time, there was a young boy orphan, faced with tests in a life oppressed. This orphan had a voice, and he grew into a young man, a leader, who challenged those oppressors, those transgressors in a way that no one has seen since the observers of the Al-Nabiyyin. And with his voice, he started a revolution, a solution to the world's pollution, first in the hearts and the minds of the people, so they can start a revolution within themselves. People around the world, so that they can stop being so blind and finally see the corruption right before their very eyes, and once their eyes have been cleared, they flood with revolutionary tears. And with those tears, they realize that in their case, they must have unity, because every man is my brother, and every woman my sister, if not in Islam, then in humanity. Because God doesn't care about your nationality, so who gave us the right to? And while his enemies killed his companions, as these tyrants sent him away, his voice only got louder with each day, because his voice would not be silenced. It could never be silenced, no matter how hard these cowards tried, because Khomeini always had Allah by his side. Because he realized that, and I quote, "We are not frightened because we are right, whether we are defeated or we... whether we defeat or are defeated." And I quote, "We are not frightened because we are right whether we defeat or are defeated." But I must ask you, what will you say to others after today about Khomeini? Because, you know, right now it's really easy. When you have all these feelings of motivation, strength, and empowerment. But what about tomorrow? When someone even mentions Iran, Khamenei, and that other guy, will you shrink back into your shell? Will your mouth zip shut in silence as you fuel the world's ignorance, starting with your own? Because our cowardice, our fear, comes from all the glittering, hindering junk we take from this dunya and fill and hold in our landfills that we call our hearts, and we bundle inside instead of opening up our eyes and fill our hearts and instead of opening up our eyes and filling our hearts instead with the light of the Imam, the light of Islam, raising our hearts to the 12th Imam. But right now, how dare we call the 12th Imam out of hiding while we hide because of these problematic complicities that we use as excuses to shy away from our responsibilities to our people, our communities, to the oppressed, the distress of Philistine, Bahrain, Iraq, Nudba, Darfur, Detroit, the world against every oppressor, until there are no more oppressed, until the tears of our 12th Imam cease to exist. Salawat.